This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Roger Miller is a music legend. And that's not the Roger Miller who scored a 1965 hit with King of the Road. The other Roger Miller was the guitarist for the post-punk band Mission of Burma. The group broke up nearly 20 years ago. Yet it's still how Miller is remembered, even though he's continued to make challenging music. Sean Cole of member station WBUR has this profile.
Between 1979 and 1983, Roger Miller was a guitar hero in a band that defined its era of Boston rock. If the Cars were the most famous band to come out of Boston's rock heyday, Mission of Burma was perhaps the most influential. It was the group that other musicians went to hear. Burma's influence was still being felt as recently as 1997, when techno guru and Burma buff Moby covered That's When I Reach for My Revolver. This 1981 recording became Burma's best-known song. It was written by bassist Clint Conley.
I tended to write the songs that were adopted by the radio that people got easier. Roger's stuff was always very challenging. I was always sort of in awe of his inability to compose anything conventional, anything trite, anything where there were just, you know, received ideas. There was once a special book. It got changed by fascist crooks. Say me please, for I am weak. There once was some great ideas. Now they're watered down to thin.
People who know Roger Miller say his personality is like his music, but inventiveness doesn't fill clubs, and Burma's audiences were small compared to more conventional Boston bands that few remember now. So when you ask Miller what it's like to be a rock legend, he almost laughs.
It's funny. I don't want to talk about this too much, but we folded in 83. We weren't very well known. We've gotten bigger since we've folded. I consider that an honor. And occasionally it's a pain in the ass because people are always harping on it. And I mean, there's been situations where I've been in a room and Mission of Burma is such a legend that I'm no longer there. I'm actually not in the room. They see through me and they see something else, you know.
Burma made just two albums. A recording of the band's last tour called The Horrible Truth About Burma was released posthumously. Bassist Clint Conley says the horrible truth was that those live shows were hard to listen to. They were certainly hard for Miller to listen to. In 1983, when he left the band, he was hearing a new sound in his head, a sound he still hears today, tinnitus.
It's really common amongst musicians. You play too much loud music and your ears start to ring. I mean, I was talking to some people in D.C. that were rock musicians, professionals, and he said, well, you know, I read lips. I'm like, well, see, now I can hear fine. I just have like a ring in my ears, which I don't notice.
Still, this was a pivotal moment in Miller's career. He couldn't play guitar anymore because he believed its high frequencies are what damaged his hearing. So he switched to piano. Without Conley and Burma drummer Peter Prescott to guide his sound along a rock path, his music flew off to become 100% avant-garde. He made more than 20 albums with different groups and on his own. Occasionally, he picked up the guitar again, but his hearing usually suffered as a result. Then, in 1996, he asked drummer Larry Dirsch to help him flesh out some orchestral music he'd been writing. Miller had planned to score it for the Either Orchestra, a Boston big band, but between them, Miller and Dirsch managed to sound like an orchestra all by themselves. Miller calls this The Sound of Music Today. It's the opening track on Invention Box, the new recording from Miller and Dirsch, who call themselves The Binary System. It's the only song on any of The Binary System's three albums with words. The last song on this CD barely has notes. Sandwiched in between the two is a music that even Miller says is hard to describe.
This is how I usually describe it, though. as if Cecil Taylor, Bela Bartok, and the MC5 were arguing about music while drinking high-quality microbrew beer.
There are some similarities to Mission of Burma. The energy is high and the rhythms can shift suddenly, but those shifts are more dramatic with this music, sometimes changing from atonal experimentation to lilting lullaby. At its heart, this music is rock, says saxophonist and Either Orchestra co-founder Russ Gershon.
They do play it from that raw perspective. You know, Roger writes complicated music. They learn it, they internalize it, and then they play it like they're playing Louie Louie. So it is rock, to me.
Those high clacky notes doubling the piano melody come from a toy piano, an instrument for which innovator John Cage once composed.
I mean, it is whimsical, which kind of lightens it up, and also this kind of sound here with a metallic sound, I think it helps fuse the piano with like the cymbals and stuff, so it's like halfway between a piano and a cymbal sound, so it somehow integrates the band in another fashion.
Miller also uses another Cagean technique called prepared piano. He reaches into the body of a grand piano and threads such things as metal bolts between the strings.
Anything can work. Like this one has a rattling sound to it. These are like little girls' hair clips. You know, I don't like to have every note like that, but every so often to have one that has a...
The binary system is not any more widely accepted than Mission of Burma was 20 years ago, but as his old bandmate Clint Conley says, Miller's music is still necessary.
It's very tough for somebody like Roger Miller to exist in this music market-driven world, you know. He's not going to, you know, write the million seller, but we need to be challenged more often, and too few people are willing to do it.
Roger Miller may be willing to do it, but it's not how he makes a living. To make ends meet, he tours with the Alloy Orchestra, an ensemble that accompanies silent film screenings around the country. He also scores music for commercials, which may sound like grunt work for a composer, but Miller even manages to make these interesting, working in samples of his car engine, the clanging of stuff found around the house.
Slurpee. So good. It hurts.
And his own voice.
Freeze.
For NPR News, I'm Sean Cole in Boston.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.